Mr. and Mrs. Borealis. Hi, I'm Mr. McDougal. Welcome to Huntington Academy.
Pleased to meet you. This is our daughter Corona and our son Perseus.
Oh yes, please. Come in and have a seat. So, I'm to understand that little Corona will be entering first grade this year, am I correct?
Yes, we're doing the research for the best school to fit her needs.
Yes, well, we are well equipped to handle children with special needs here.
Special needs? Exactly what do you mean?
We are fully prepared to handle children with all kinds of special needs, such as those with blindness, the deaf, and even those who need a little extra help because of mental challenges, such as Corona.
Mental challenges?
Yes, I'm sure you're aware that children of mixed species are often particularly challenged. But we are more than prepared to give her the extra help she'll require.
I don't think that would be necessary.
Neither do I. What makes you think she's going to need it?
Mr. Borealis, it's all right. I understand. Parents are often the last to admit that their children might need that special care that only a school of our caliber can offer. We have special tutors and therapists, both to handle learning and behavioral disabilities.
And you are sure of this, without ever having spoken or worked with her?
Oh, not just her. This will become especially important when boys such as Perseus get to be school age. Our studies show that boys to be particularly susceptible to the problems of genetic incompatibility.
Yes, well, I think we've heard enough to make a decision.
I agree. This interview is over.
But you aren't going to fight another school as prepared for the challenges she's going to face as we are?
On the contrary, I'm sure most others will be better able to handle her special needs. Good day.
Do you believe that guy? Automatically assuming that Corona, just because of her mixed heritage.
We knew this was part of what we would face, Sarah. We can cross this school off of our list for sure. We already have several that are better choices. We did indeed find a better choice. The interview never even mentioned our mixed species. The tour also showed other mixed species in enrollment. Oh, none as extreme as Corona. But it was clear others have found a home there. The tuition was not cheap. But here is where I am so glad that Birch talked me into being a part of the Beach Bears. We did not have to worry about the cost much. I honestly feel very sorry for couples who have the same problem but can't afford to send their children to private school. It's something I might want to start a foundation for. We prepared Corona as best we could, but felt assured that the school we had chosen was well equipped to handle her. The first day came entirely too quickly for us.
Now, you be good and listen to everything the teacher says, all right, sweetheart?
Yes, Mama.
And be sure to tell us everything that happened when you get home. We'll be eager to hear.
Yes, Papa.
Don't worry, Mr. and Mrs. Borealis. I'm sure Corona will have a great time. She seems so eager to learn. Come on, Corona. Your desk already has your name on it.
Bye, Mama. Bye, Papa.
Goodbye.
Oh, she's growing up so fast.
Yes, she is. Too fast. But then, I knew she would. Time flies so quickly.
Seems like only yesterday she was learning to walk.
As far as I'm concerned, it was only yesterday.
Where are you?
Jesus.